Hello, my name is Eileen Moynihan. I'm 64 years old. Was born in Essex, England, and grew up on the Isle of Wight from the age of three. My father was Irish and my mother English. I have two brothers and three sisters. At the age of 22, I moved to Ireland after my parents had moved there. I lived in West Cork and more recently on the borders of Counties Roscommon and Longford, in a village called Tamanbury. For most of that time, I was teaching children with special needs and raising my three children with my husband. After taking early retirement, I began to write books for children. Some of my four grandchildren are enjoying them now. I also write poetry and short stories for adults. From an early age, I loved books. I can remember sitting on my mother's knee, turning the pages and absorbing the illustrations that hinted what might happen in the story. Of course, like every child, I loved Enid Blyton, starting with Noddy. Many of her stories involve fairy folk, such as gnomes, elves, brownies, pixies, and many others. I loved this fantasy world. One day in the school library, I pulled out a book called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, by C.S. Lewis. I devoured it and had to read all the books in the Chronicles of Narnia. Another book I found in the school library was Tom's Midnight Garden by Philippa Pierce. This is still one of my favourite books. In my story, Visitors from the Other World, I am looking at the tradition of Halloween in Ireland. Halloween is called Samhain in Irish. It is the night before the Holy Day, known as All Saints' Day. But in Ireland, it goes back to pre-Christian times, when it was believed that it is the one night when people who have passed to the other world can come back to visit and even might try to change places with the living. The story starts with a granny telling her grandchildren about traditions from her own childhood. The children have a very different Halloween when they meet people they know who have passed on, and some very strange and interesting mythical characters from Irish folklore.